Hello.
Oh, hey, Stephanie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm great. Marisol signed up, and she is a sweetheart. I love talking to her.
She called me this morning. She's like, oh my God, do you get a discount or something? I'm like, no, I don't think so.
We have a referral program. So I told her that once she's been on board with us for 30 days, you'll get a $149 credit. So you'll get one of your basic months of service for free. So absolutely.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, and we do that as a referral program across the board. So if you know more people and send them our way, you'll get more credits. You know what I mean?
Of course. Well, I don't know about the other one, Zena. Did she ever call you back?
She never got back to me. I called her two or three times, and then finally I stopped calling, and then she called me back one day. So I thought, I'll try again. And I tried again for another two or three times. And so I don't think that she doesn't want to. I think maybe she's just busy and, you know.
Yeah, maybe it probably doesn't fit into her budget at the moment. That's the thing.
Maybe. It could be. So,
yeah.
And that's why I was calling you is you said you wanted to expand it and start the $300 Google ads today. So I wanted to see if that was still a go or if you wanted to hold off on it.
The problem is right now the lady still didn't pay me my finances.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Still waiting on that. Yeah, I don't know. You're not there tomorrow, right?
Not tomorrow, but I can circle back and follow up again on Monday or Tuesday.
Monday?
If you like.
Okay, Monday for sure, for sure.
Monday
is there
for
any
sure.
way
okay.
we could just like set it up and then like have the arrangement pull it out on Monday instead of you calling me back? Or is there like things we have to talk about?
Well, I can put the notes in here now as to where you want the ads to run, because that's the beauty of doing the Google ads. You don't have to stick with just Queens. So if there's some, you know, phone readings that you want to do that are outside of the area, or if there's some more local business that you want, but you just want to, you know, kind of expand the reach, you can tell me like the cities and zip codes and whatnot, and we can set up the ads accordingly. Now, what I recommend is to keep it to maybe, you know, seven or eight areas, because if you have a $300 budget for Google ads, we take $9 a day and put a cap on it, and that's so that it'll stretch throughout the month. So let's say, you know, sometimes I get people that say, oh, well, I want the entire northeastern region of my state, which is great.
No.
We can do it. But what happens is the ads will go up in the morning and all of that's free. It would go in all of their designated areas. But if they have too large of a service area, probably, you know, within an hour or two, the ad would rotate off because there's too many clicks coming from all over the place, you know?
So if
you condense it and just stick with, you know, seven or eight solid areas that you know you'd like to generate business from, that's always the best to make your budget stretch longer. You know what I mean?
Okay. Wow. All right. So you know what then? Circle back with me Monday because I want to look into the areas. I want to do like Long Island, Connecticut, and there was another state. I figured that's, you know, I just have to think what it is. And I'm going to look into there, like which ones are the more high-end areas,
smart.
Like zip codes, and give them to you, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's very smart to do it that way rather than getting clicks from areas that are maybe undesirable to you, you know, or you know, just a demographic where maybe they can't afford the service or something, et cetera.
That's the thing, because I don't want people to be like, well, we can't afford that. I'm not interested in that, you know?
Right.
I just had
doing business to make money.
Of course. And the last month, I had three people come in and tell me they were going to have services done. I started the services with no money up front and screwed me over completely. Over like $4,000 worth of, it was ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. It always happens with people that like you that have a good heart. You know, I have another client.
Yeah.
She's in Minnesota and she does like dog breeding and grooming and training. And she does that all the time. She'll take in animals just as a favor. And then people owe her thousands of dollars and they never pay her for it. It's so sad, you know? And I'm like, it's just because you're such a good person, you know?
we get taken advantage of. It's shitty, but. All right, so give me a call back on Monday. We'll speak again on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for reaching out.
Perfect. Oh, it's always fun to talk to you, so no problem.
Yeah, same here, girl.
I'll talk to you more next week. Have a great weekend,
okay.
too. Okay.
Yeah, so, bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.